This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. Over in Germany, extensive flooding has left hundreds of people dead and injured, wreaking havoc and causing billions of dollars worth of damage. The floods, which some European leaders blame on climate change, coincided with the EU's launch of a package of radical proposals to combat this environmental crisis. Among them is the world's first carbon border tax, that is, a tariff on imports from countries that are not aggressively tackling their own greenhouse gas emissions. The plan needs approval from all 27 member states and the European Parliament, and it wouldn't be implemented until 2026. But as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports from the European desk in London, the idea of using trade policy to tackle climate change, it's not going over well.
The EU's means of achieving its planned cuts is to get its companies to pay for their carbon emissions. But there's a problem, says Simona Taliapietra of the Bruegel think tank in Brussels.
If Europe decarbonizes quickly while others don't do the same thing, then the European industry becomes competitively disadvantaged.
The proposed tariff is aimed at reducing that disadvantage. It would apply initially to imports of things like steel, aluminium and cement from countries that haven't put a price on carbon. Michael Jacobs, an economics professor from Sheffield University, says the tariff could help the EU achieve its own emission cuts.
It will make it much easier to get the support of business and potentially of voters for the measure internally.
And could spur more international action.
I suspect it probably would encourage other countries who wouldn't want their exports to the EU to be penalised to impose stronger climate policies of their own.
But it's already aggravating trade tensions. Countries that would be hit by the tariff, China, Russia, Turkey and the North African states, call it protectionism, a complaint to the World Trade Organization is likely and could be difficult for the EU, says Emily Lydgate of the UK Trade Policy Observatory.
It's tricky to justify from a WTO perspective and to prove that it's non-discriminatory.
She says EU officials bent over backwards to ensure the proposal will pass the WTO test.
But I'm not sure that they'll succeed.
Oddly enough, some environmentalists have attacked the proposed tariff too on the grounds that it will sour the atmosphere, ruin the climate, at the critical COP26 climate change conference in Glasgow in the fall. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.